Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The nations surrounding Israel worshiped a multiplicity of gods. Some of those gods were cruel, at least as they were presented to the people. Molech, the god of the Ammonites, demanded human sacrifice. But in all truth, the gods were of men's making. None of the gods had any power, except as their followers gave them power. The gods could not walk or talk. They had to be carried by their worshippers. Tragically, which is inevitably the case, the people tended to become like the gods they worshiped. That explains the cruelty, violence, and moral stupidity of many ancient people. On the other hand, if the people worshiped the one true God, they were blessed far beyond their deserts and were morally superior to their pagan neighbors. God wanted all people to understand these truths about Himself. He wanted them to know, as Paul told the Corinthians, "But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we by Him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by Him." 1 Corinthians 8:6. The Israelites knew, if they were honest with themselves, that an idol is nothing in the world, and there is no other God but one. God urged the Israelites to keep His commandments, so that the nations surrounding Israel would be able to say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Deuteronomy 4:6. Moses then asked his people, "For what nation is there so great, who has a God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for?" Deuteronomy 4:7. All the Jews had to do to confirm what Moses was telling them was just to remember what God had done for them in bringing them out of Egypt, guiding and protecting them in their wanderings in the wilderness, providing them with such great and faithful leaders, and bringing them to the very edge of the promised land. His love, grace, and mercy had been with them every step of the way from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the promised land. God told the Jews of His goodness because He wanted them to know it would continue so long as they obeyed His commands and walked in His statutes. Deuteronomy chapters 28 through 30 need to be read as a commentary on this verse. If the Jews obeyed the Lord's commands, He would bless them. If they disobeyed, He would punish them. Does He follow the same plan under the new covenant? Some of the laws of some of the nations surrounding Israel were similar to those given through Moses to the Israelites. But no nation on earth had such good, just, and righteous laws. Moses asked the Jews, "And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day?" Deuteronomy 4:7. Nations such as the Hittites, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Egyptians became powerhouses for a few decades and even centuries. But before long, most of those nations crumbled from within. They became more interested in their pleasures than in building and maintaining great civilizations. They did not follow the laws which would protect their people and give the freedom they deserved. So those nations fell apart or were relegated to an inferior status. The nation of Israel made many grievous blunders, but that nation survived for 1,500 years because of the great laws and judgments God had so graciously provided for them. When the nation finally ceased to be, it was because they had forsaken the way of the Lord. Thank you, and may God bless you.